Blog Talk Radio.
To Miracle Internet Church, in the name of Jesus Christ. We just want to thank the Lord and give him praise for what he's done and who he is. Amen. I'm Pastor Sabrina, And Brother Marshall is here. The regular crew is here. And so are all of you. And I want to thank the Lord that when two or three of us are gathered together in his name, there he is in our midst. Amen. So we want to thank the Lord and give him praise for all that he's doing. It's been a little cooler outside in the weather. Amen. It's been a little cooler. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We need seasons of change in our lives. And many times, spiritually, as we are transitioning from one season to another, we need to take an assessment of what the Lord did with our lives in the last season. You see, we had some tremendous growth, some serious struggles, but some tremendous growth. And we need to look forward to what God is doing with us in this season. Amen? That's right. There's seasons, Christendom. There's seasons that God works with certain things and God works with other things. There are seasons. And in the season that we've entered into, the Lord is doing a more intensive work than he has previously. Amen? You see, we're very, 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 very close to the end. Life on this planet, as we know it, is not going to continue forever. There comes a break. There comes a change. There comes another break. But we're getting very, very, very close to the time where things are going to shift and change. And so the Lord has to prepare those of us who believe him, who trust him, who love him, who are learning to obey him. He has to prepare us for what is to come. He has to get us ready for what he's going to do. So we need to be flexible in his hand. We need to yield to him all the more. And some of it we just aren't going to understand, you see. But that's all right. That's all right. Some of it we're not going to understand, but that's all right. Trusting is what's important. Obeying is what's important. Amen? So we welcome those of you who are our first-time listeners. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. We want to thank the Lord for the miraculous work that he's doing. And we want to invite you to join us as the Lord transforms us into the instrument of warfare that he desires for us to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are people all over the world that the Lord is bringing to this ministry for the purpose of training them to become what he's always desired for them to be. And we pray that you are one of them. We invite you to join us in our chat room, which is located on our webpage. And our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. As the page comes up, across the banner you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that link. That's the link that will bring you to the opening page of the chat room. Click guest and sign in with your name or your handle. Amen. And so we want to thank the Lord. And come on in the chat room and say hello to all the saints. We're very friendly and receiving of new people. So we encourage you to greet the saints and the saints will greet you as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want you to know that we exclusively use the King James Version of the Bible. And we encourage you to have a copy of the King James Version of the Bible and a notepad and an ink pen so that you can take notes. You see, you can listen to a sermon once and you can think you have it, but you really don't. You need to listen to it more than one time because you'll discover that there were things that you missed the first time. You got a good overview. But the second time is like coarse tuning. If you go for the third time, it's like fine tuning. So you see, if you really want to get the sermon down in your spirit, so to speak, you'll need to listen to it a few times. And you'll need to look up those scriptures and place them in your heart. You see, you need a reservoir of the word of God in your spirit so that you don't sin against the Lord. Amen? It's vital in the life of every true Christian. So I want to encourage you to do what true Christians do. And I want you to pay attention because the Lord has a lot to say. Amen? We don't have canned sermons here. I never know what I'm going to preach until the day of the sermon, and usually as I'm preparing it. So God gives a very on-time, instantaneous, progressive word here. And it's important to get every single message because each message builds on all the others. It's also important when we are not on the air for you to visit our archive sermons. That link is across the banner as well. Ask the Holy Spirit to take you into the archive sermon and to select for you the sermon that he wants you to hear. Some of you have a lot of questions. Well, there are a lot of answers in the archive sermons. Amen. There are a lot of answers in the archive sermon. So we want to encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. I did not say go into the archive sermons and flip around and try to find what you want. No, that's not what I said. I said ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you to the sermons that he wants you to listen to. You see, he must be in charge of your life. He must be able to lead you and guide you. He must be able to lead you to the deliverances that you need, or else you're just going to be spinning your wheels for a while. Mm-hmm. Amen? So let's make the most of the time. Amen? Let's make the most of the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. If you have a cell phone, whether it be an iPhone or Android, you can use your browser to bring up MiracleInternetChurch.com as well. When the page comes up across the banner, you'll see three links. Those three links, thank you, Lord. Those three lines, white lines on the black background, is your link. You click that, not the picture, and it opens up the rest of the links to you, and then you just follow the direction. So we welcome everyone. We're grateful that you're able to attend, and let's go before the Lord our God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you've been giving us sermons for the last few weeks that are leading us up to situations that are going to be different in our lives. Some of them are going to be small, but some of them are going to be quite challenging. We want to thank you for your grace, for your mercy, for your support, for the love of God. We take authority over the devil and his hindrances and blockades in our lives in Jesus' name. We want to, Father, we command the hindrances to move in Jesus' name. We command the blockades to move in the name of Jesus Christ. You said we would speak to the mountain and command it to be moved in Jesus' name. So we speak to every hindrance and every blockade right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command them to be moved out of our way now. Move in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Father. We want to give you praise. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for your warring, linking angels and your praising angels. We want to thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, the armor of God, the word of God. We want to thank you that you teach us spiritual warfare here. We want to thank you, Lord, that you go before us into battle. You are our shield. We want to thank you that you are our righteous judge. When the courts of this earth will not do the will of God, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. We thank you that judgment has been given into the hands of the Lord. And there is nothing too difficult or too hard for our God. In fact, with God, all things are possible. So we thank you, Father, for the strength that you give us. We thank you for the power that you release through the name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for faith, the measure of faith to believe you and to act on your word. We want to thank you, Father, for your goodness. We want to thank you for your grace. We trust you, Lord, with all of our hearts, and we lean not into our own understanding. But we bow before you and acknowledge you in all of our ways, and we thank you, Lord, for directing our path. We choose not to be wise in our own eyes, but instead we choose to depart from evil. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you and give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for every part of the armor of God, but particularly tonight, Lord, we thank you for the breastplate. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. Having a right relationship with our Heavenly Father, with Jesus Christ, and with God the Holy Spirit. We want to thank you, Lord, for obedience that leads to holy, righteous living. We take authority, dominion, and power over our own sin life, and we bind the demons that tempt us to sin in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you are most powerful and that you will keep us during the times of temptation. We want to thank you, Lord, that you have given us through the power of the Holy Spirit and by obeying the holy word of God, the power to resist the temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We will not blame it on our neighbor. We will not blame it on the devil. But we will take responsibility for disobeying your holy word. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders. And we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan, his kingdom, and all of his powers in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks unto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporters, watchers, peeps, listeners, whisperers, familiar spirits, all electronic, digital, and technology demons in their attacks, all Leviathan spirits in their attacks, all Kundalini spirits, water spirits, marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence and smart dust spirits, sorcery devils, and all their attacks. And we bind them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all seducing, womanizing, and drone spirits in the name of Jesus, all whoredom spirits in their attacks, and all the voices of the stranger in their attacks. We bind the Havana syndrome, the brain changes, and the injuries, and all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, and the voice of the stranger, and the voice of the charmer. We bind electromagnetic attacks, smart technology attacks and particles, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind whoredom spirits and all hypnotic and trance devils in their attacks, all mystic rituals in their intent. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils in their attacks, all mystic rituals in their intent, all targeted radio frequencies, all pulse weapons, their attacks, microwave attacks, sonic frequencies, EMF attacks, the work of every druid, 5G, and all their attacks, in Jesus' holy name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magician, and we bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, Australian, Canadian, North or South American, even native tribal customs, and indigenous persons, their customs. In Jesus' name, and all Hindu practices, all Caribbean and Latin American black and white magic, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind it, and we send it back where it came from, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, and all free-flying devils, and all evil spirits which take animal forms. We bind the dominion of sin in our culture, and we bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, and all witchcraft dedications. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' holy name. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting. We bind the transference of evil spirits. We bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant. All and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us. All astral projections sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon and no wicked person or unrighteous event left behind. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, the New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, Antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind the king of pride and his entire kingdom, and we chain them with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. In Jesus' name, we bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal. We bind Mammon, Apollyon, Atlas, Zeus, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Python, Baselech, and Molech, and we chain them with eternal chains unto darkness. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, roko sutra, prayer, incantation, and we bind the work of the demole in the name of Jesus Christ. We return it to the senders in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all, and we loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and mind control back on their own heads in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo every burden, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, and in particular all Christians who are being persecuted in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for protection for them, Father. We release Psalm 91 over their lives. We ask that every need and every provision of their lives be met. Father, release your warring angels to guard and protect them in the name of Jesus. We return every attack back, every attack to the senders. We send every voodoo pin right back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the covenant. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every attack we have sustained since Sunday, we take authority, dominion, and power over you now in the name of Jesus. We command you to go back. Go back where you came from. We boomerang you right back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Every voodoo doll and effigy, we burn in the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Erro la la diosuta. And whatever curses were released over it is returned from the one who cursed in Jesus' name. It's returned to the one who cursed. You love cursing? It's returning to you in Jesus' name. We raise the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Every attack must go back right now in Jesus' name. Every attack must go back right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We're under the blood. We're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're covered under the blood. We're under the blood. We're under the blood. We're under the blood. In Jesus' holy name. We're under the blood. We're under the blood of Jesus Christ. Every spy, every infiltrator, bound in Jesus' name. We release the bombardment of the Lord upon you in the name of Jesus. What you sin against us has now returned to you. According to the covenant, in Jesus' name. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Yes, Lord, all the warfare they send us, it is now there in the name of Jesus. And we send it back the way I send it back, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. And we pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, javelins, all voodoo, all witchcraft, and every curse is returned in the name of Jesus Christ. You get it back. It's coming back to you. You ask for it, and you're receiving it in Jesus' name. All voodoo pins come out of everybody in the name of Jesus. All the voodoo pins, we command you to go back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Go right back, right now, with the fire of God attached in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Our vehicles, the road that we travel, persons that work for us or support us, and the roads that they travel and their vehicles. We take authority, dominion, and power over animals and demons of the road so that they don't cross our path in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for releasing for releasing your angels ahead of us to protect us. We plead the blood of Jesus over our homes and over our rooftops in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus over our homes and over our rooftops. We thank you, Father, for the assigned angels that are on our roofs and that will be there in Jesus' holy name. We're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are. We cover ourselves and all of our property with the blood of Jesus, and we take authority over all the demons of the night, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, and anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams. We sever with the sword of the Spirit your silver cords, cauterize the ends in Jesus' name. We command them to stay away, and we ask for giant warrior angels to protect us and our property as we sleep through the day and through the night. We thank you, Father, for the fiery wall of protection that surrounds us in Jesus' name. We thank you that Jesus is a fence all around us every day, wherever we are. We send back all wicked sounds and vibrations in the name of Jesus. All sonic weapons are bound in Jesus' name. We send them back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We send them back where they came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Kisha derra da de Dios suta da bre, salla da Dios sunda da bre, kia da Dios sunda da bre, kisi da Dios suta. And we cut and burn all silver cords and ley lines, all attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all other form of agreement in Jesus' name. We break down and undam and blow up walls of protection around the shamans, nanotechnology, all the Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers, and diviners. We break the power of all their vexes, hexes, curses, all their fetishes, charms, and spells, all their psychic activity, all the voodoo, magic, and sorcery, all their witchcrafts, all their death spirits, bewitchments, all their jinxes and potions, all their incense and candle burnings and chantings, crystals and root works and hoodoo, and tribal rituals and sin and destruction, pain, sickness, and torment. All that rugasa that our Heavenly Father did not order for us, we send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that is risen against us in judgment, we condemn in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, saints, when you're getting shot at, bind the devil, but return it to where it came from. I notice that some of you have gotten into the habit of just binding it, sending it into a cage, into the feet of Jesus for judgment. But that's not what you do when you're getting shot at. When you're getting shot at, you send it right back where it came from. You're engaging in live warfare. The ammunition is being aimed at you and fired at you. And you send it right back where it came from in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. When you're engaging in active warfare, because as we prayed this prayer, voodoo pins were being released all over all of us. And if you felt a prick, you needed to pull that pin out in Jesus' name. Sting or something like that, that's a voodoo pin, hon. Pull that thing out and send it right back where it came from in Jesus' name. Don't brush it off. You can't brush that off. Amen? Amen. When we engage in active warfare, we're not trying to get somebody delivered during the opening prayer necessarily. What we're engaging in is active combat. They're shooting at us, and we're sending it back. They're trying to bind us, and we're sending it back. They're doing everything they can do to stop us, and we're sending it back. Amen? Amen. Got it. Great. Amen. In fact, if you feel a prick, you need to take your fingers and pluck that thing out and return it. Throw it right back. They didn't have any business doing that to you. You belong to Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Ah, he there? And we're ready to go. Well, praise the Lord. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 16, Psalm 1-6. And our verse for meditation, well, you pull that knife out and send it right back. That's what you do. That's what you do. You send it back. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 is our verse for meditation. Our featured ebook is Transference of Spirits, which some of you really do need to read very badly because you don't understand to transfer to you. And you need to understand that. Amen? You need to understand how spirits are transferred to you. Spirits are also transferred to you in the process of conversation. Yes, they are. In the process of conversation. So for you to sit there and act like you can hold a conversation with a witch or a warlock or a wizard or a diviner or a sorcerer and you're not going to get any spirits, you're wrong. Jesus said, words are spirit, and his words are life. So evil spirits are also transferred through conversation. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You do have to think, you know, saints. That's part of this. You got to think. We've given you plenty of information. You got to use it to think. You got to put the pieces together and come up with a picture. Amen? Amen. So our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. 319-527-6235 and press 1. Now, earlier today, I posted some things in the chat room, and I would encourage you all to scroll up to the broadcast and open those links and read what they have to say. When the Lord has me to post links in the chat room, he wants you to be aware of that information. Amen? Amen. It's important for us to stay up to date on what's going on. Amen. Enough said. So tonight, we're going to talk about the pathway to growth. The pathway to growth. That's right. The pathway to growth. So you say, why, Lord? Why? Many of you have been asking the Lord that. Why is this situation in my life? I've fasted, I've prayed, I've cried, I've waited, I've coughed, I've repented, and it still won't go away. Well, saints, God is in control of your life. If you've made him the Lord of your life, he's managing your life. Amen? He's managing your life, not you. That's what got you in the mess to begin with, you. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. Well, what does that mean? That means there's no trial, there's no test, there's no enticement or temptation that you'll be presented with that's not common to all mankind. But God is faithful. We've talked about that. Who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that ye are able. Now, saints, that's very important. That's very important. God will not allow the situation to come to the place that you just completely collapse under it because it's more than you can handle. He won't let it come to that place. So wherever it is, he expects you to be led by the Holy Spirit, to follow his instructions, and to walk through it because he is there to walk with you through it. But with the temptation, he doesn't always pack it up and move it away and say, okay, it's gone now. No, there's a time to grow. But with the temptation, also make a way to escape. God gives you a way by obeying the word of God to escape the enticement or seduction of the temptation or the extreme hardness of the trial, that ye may be able to bear it. And we know that the word of God does not change. So you see, saints, the temptation to do it your way is common to mankind. So is the temptation to quit when God says to rejoice and to be patient and long-suffering instead. You see, quitting is not for the believer. You have Almighty God at your disposal. You have the angelic host ready to help you. You have the word of God. You have the armor of God. You've got the blood of Jesus. You've got the song of the Lord. You've got so much armor that there is no such thing as quitting with you. And you have many other weapons to use. So there is, you got superior weaponry and superior power. So what are you quitting for? That doesn't make any sense. Amen. It just simply makes no sense at all. There is no temptation or testing that is irresistible. You can't do the one that says, oh, the devil made me do it. No, that's not the truth. The devil can't make you do anything. He might seduce you. He might blind you. He might attempt to lead you away. There's all kinds of deceptions that he uses, but he can't make you do anything. And you might need to tell him that one day. Remind him that he does not have the power to make you do anything at all. So you can't claim the one about the devil made me do it. That won't work. It's just no truth in it. So it can be resisted. The temptation, the testing, whatever the experience is, it can be resisted even when you don't want to resist. That's right. It can be resisted. Your weaponry is just that powerful. The temptation to become angry when you are corrected can be overcome as well. When somebody comes to correct you, when the Word of God comes to correct you, you're supposed to humble yourself and receive correction. You're not supposed to have too much to say. You're not supposed to be criticizing the one God used to correct you because it doesn't suit you. It suited God for you to have it that way. So are you going to tell God that he's wrong? You've got some nerve, don't you? Amen. I don't care if they didn't say it the way you thought you ought to hear it. You humble yourself and you receive it. Correction is for your benefit and your blessing. And if you don't want anybody correcting you, there's a scripture that says that the person that will not receive reproof is going to die. We read it last week. Amen. All through the Bible who received correction. And receiving correction is commonplace with all mankind, sinner and saint. So why you would think that you don't have to receive any is preposterous. It's foolish. And it's not of God. Amen. Praise God. There is power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb of God. Our Lord can be relied on to keep the temptation from becoming so strong that you can't stand up against it. You see, saints, your will is involved. God gave everybody a will. And you've been learning to use it since you were born. Amen? You've been learning to use it since you were born. He has given us his promise in this matter. And he will do exactly what he said. He is faithful to keep his word. So when God says to us that even in the midst of the temptation, he will make a way for us to escape so that we can be able to bear it, that's exactly what he'll do. But you have to be open to receive it. Amen. So when the temptation comes to return to your old way of living, when that temptation surfaces, you can resist it, even when you're being drawn back into an old familiar relationship. You can say no. You know one of your power words? No. You don't need a long explanation. No, it works. Witchcraft is not stronger than the promises of God. Let me say that again. Witchcraft is not stronger than the promises of God. Coercion is purposed to compel person to act in a manner that is involuntary and against their will, primarily by the use of threats and including force. Coercion is purpose to compel person to act in a manner that is involuntary and against their will, primarily by the use of threat, including force. It involves many forceful actions that violate the free will of persons to bring about a desired response. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, a good example of that, of coercion, would be threatening the livelihood and employment of those who choose not to receive the COVID vaccine. You know, I have seen reports that surveys have been taken, and out of a certain political persuasion, these people, I don't know who they interviewed for this, they never tell you and they never call me. They supposedly think that it's okay pull away in camps that refuse to get the vaccine. Well, that would be a form of coercion. You're threatening to lock somebody up because they don't want to do what you want them to. Amen. This is a crime against our God because he gave to every person a free will so that they can choose. They can make a choice. You see, you can choose to obey God or to not obey him. You can choose. He's going to still be God regardless of what you decide. However, you will receive the consequences of your decision-making. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. So see, you have a choice. You have a blessing that can be chosen, or a curse that could be chosen. You have a choice. The encouragement is to choose blessing, but you will make the ultimate decision. You see, when you send your children to school, they get to choose who their friends or their companions will be. And if you are a wise parent or guardian, you will teach them and train them how to choose properly friends and companions. You will teach them what to be on guard for. You will want to know who they're associating with. Amen. You know, in times past, parents almost hand-selected their children's friends. Why? Because they were raising their child to be a certain kind of human being when they grew up. And they were very careful about the influences that were allowed in their child's life through friends. They were very concerned about the value that their children took on through friendships and association. And so they were very guarded and very careful over their children. Amen? Amen. It is so. Praise the Lord. So there is no temptation or testing so strong that you are unable to obey the Lord's orders to you. You can change a situation in a moment, in a blink. You can do it. Yes, you can. You've got the Holy Spirit? Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Don't come up here trying to tell God, oh, but I couldn't do this, and I couldn't do that, and I couldn't do this, and I could. No, that's called whining. You have the ability to change a circumstance. You can change the atmosphere by what comes out of your mouth. You can open your mouth and release the name of Jesus and change the atmosphere. You have so many weapons at your disposal. You have more power than you're using. But that's another sermon. Amen? That's another sermon. So, many, you need to remember what I'm saying to you, saints, because you're going to have to use it very soon. Many are tempted to compromise their own conscience. But this method of doing it your way will weaken your faith and you become a sinner against your own soul. That's what happens. When you go into compromise and you sin against your own conscience just so you don't have to stand up to a situation and be resolute, you end up weakening your own faith and you begin to work as a sinner against your own soul. In James chapter 4, verse 17, James chapter 4, verse 17, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Amen. It's the truth. So be alert, saints. One compromise can seal your eternal destination. Just one compromise can seal your eternal destination. It is possible to make one compromise and the Holy Spirit will withdraw himself from you. And it's not like it's something you don't have any idea could be wrong. No, you'll know it's wrong. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 21. Ye cannot, didn't say should not, says cannot, drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. It will not work. It just won't work. Not in this kingdom. Ye cannot be partakers or participants of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. You cannot come around the Lord's people, partake of the Lord, of what the Lord has provided for his people, and then run out and do your work with the devils and think it's going to be all right. That's just not the way it works in this kingdom. If you're going to still be doing witchcraft, you need to stay away from God's table. There is a complete judgment on that situation. Amen? Praise God. See, saints, you can't have it both ways. Some Jesus and some Satan. That doesn't happen. No, not at all. In his loving kindness, the Lord warns us against stubbornly insisting on getting our own way. He warns us that this is not the way to go. This is not the right decision. Stubbornly insisting on getting your own way. Amen? In Psalm 78, beginning with verse 27, we see a situation that refers to a scripture in Numbers, but we're going to begin with Psalm 78. verse 27. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitation. So they did eat, and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. You see, there's a place where God will let you have your own way, but it'll be to your detriment. It'll be to your downfall. When he's cautioned you, he's instructed you, he's counseled you, and you're just going to have it your way anyway. Well, he'll let you have it then since you insist, but it'll be to your own downfall. So you see, in this circumstance, he gave them their own desire, not his desire for them, their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust. But while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. Well, when did all of this happen, Pastor? Well, let's go to Numbers 11 so we can get a more in-depth picture of this, and you see how it really did take place. The reference to this is Numbers chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Numbers chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Now you know the Lord led the people out of slavery in Egypt and out into the wilderness. Amen? And when the people complained, see, the Lord was feeding them. In fact, he was feeding them angels' food. Complained. That's what they chose to do. It displeased the Lord. Complaining displeases the Lord, saints. And the Lord heard it. You say, well, how did he hear that? The Lord hears everything. And his anger was kindled. You see, God can get angry too. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And the people cried to Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. And verse 4, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? Because they were eating manna. They weren't eating the diet that they had back in Egypt. We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. So you see, they were busy despising the provision of the Lord. And the manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof was the color of bdellum. And the people went about and gathered it and ground it in mills, beat it in a mortar, baked it in pans, and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly, and Moses also was displeased. Amen. In verse 13, he says, when should I have flesh to give to all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. They wanted some meat. God had them on a different diet. But they decided they wanted the old lifestyle. They wanted to eat what they had before. They wanted to go back to the old lifestyle. So in verse 18, same chapter, Numbers chapter 11, beginning with verse 18, the Lord said, say thou unto the people, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. You see, he's going to let them have their own desire because they insisted on having their own way. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Now, let's talk about that. In Egypt, they were slaves. They didn't have any control over how their lives went. When the slave master said they had to be up, they worked continually without ceasing. They didn't have lunch breaks. They were in the mud pits. They were doing whatever they had them doing. They were under the lash of the whip. They were in slavery in Egypt. But they had the nerve to say, for it was well with us in Egypt. No, it wasn't. They were in Egypt crying out to God from their bondage, asking him to deliver them. And he did. But now that they can't get what they want, they're saying it was well with us in Egypt. That's called a hypocrite. For the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month until it come out at your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that you have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why came we forth out of Egypt? What you bring us here for? Well, seemed to me when you were back in Egypt and you were getting all that horrible treatment from the Egyptians, you were crying out to me, God, saying, asking me to deliver you. So now that I've delivered you out of Egypt, you're going to turn around and ask me why I brought you out of Egypt? These are some outright ungrateful people. And many so-called Christians are the exact same way. They find themselves in a situation that's completely unbearable. They cry out to the Lord for their own exodus. God answers and gives it to them. Then when they arrive at the place that he takes them to, they're not appreciative to get from up under the bondage they were in. No, they're griping, they're complaining, their mouth stuck out, they've got an attitude, they won't worship. All kinds of things. Well, if I knew it was going to be like this, I would have stayed where I was. Mm-hmm. And that's the attitude of these people here. Verse 21, Numbers 11, verse 21. And Moses said, the people among who I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, I will give them flesh, that they may eat a whole month. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. Amen? Here Moses is in a quandary, not knowing how this is going to come to pass. Verse 31, Numbers 11, beginning with verse 31. And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp. And as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. So what's a cubit? Well, a cubit had different, we're more exacting in our measurements. A cubit was like from the elbow to the tip of the middle finger. Amen? So if you have longer arms, it was a little longer. From the elbow to like the tip of the finger. the middle finger. So it's 2 cubits high from the ground. And the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quail. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Okay? And also in this place, they buried the people that died from the plague that lusted after the flesh. So you see, God can let you have your own way when you just insist on having it. You're stubborn as a don't know what. You just gonna have your way no matter what. He'll let you have it. But it may not turn out to be what you think. Praise the Lord. We also experience trials and testings when we can't have what we want. When we cannot have what we want. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. We have trials and testings when we want something and we can't get it. And some of us are bold enough to say, I'm not going to put up with the restrictions of the Lord. I'm going to go get what I want because that's what I want. Well, right into the devil's hands when you did it. That's exactly what he was waiting for. 2 Samuel chapter 13, beginning with verse 1. 2 Samuel chapter 13, beginning with verse 1. This is the story of some of David's children and their interactions and problems within their family. This is a story about Amnon. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister. She was a nice-looking young lady whose name was Tamar. Amnon, the son of David, loved her. He had a crush on her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard to do anything to her. So what he had was sexual lust for his sister. And his lust was out of control. And so he was so sick because he couldn't do anything. Well, the devil provided a way for him to do it, caused his own death, and eventually led to Absalom's death as well. So you see, problems are caused when people insist on having what they want instead of what God has chosen for them. Saints, the Lord actually loves us practically. He allows us to experience trials, testings, and temptations for many different reasons. Each situation tailor-made to bring about our growth and development as a believer. That's right. God desires for us to grow closer to him. So he allows situations into our lives that will cause us to pull away from other things and to move toward reliance on him. That's right. He does that. Sometimes God desires for us to see in the natural the ugliness of our sin. So he allows someone close to us to display the same evil that we hold in our thoughts and hearts. The same ugliness that's actually in you, you'll see it portrayed in someone else's life. It is for the purpose of waking you up, getting your attention, and conviction. So don't be so quick to snarl your nose up in hypocritical judgment concerning someone close to you. God may be showing you what's really in you. Amen. I had someone to text me the other day about their spouse. And my recommendation to the person was that they needed to fast and seek the Lord for themselves, for their spouse, and for their marriage. Because I clearly understood that this was part of their problem. God was showing this person the ugly in them, turning their nose down at their spouse. God was showing them the ugly that's in them. So don't be so quick to judge. You need to have a consultation with the righteous judge. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Amen? If we would judge ourselves, God fully intends for us to grow up. God fully intends for us to grow up. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Why? Here comes the purpose. To humble thee. Number one, you think you're such a suchy much. Pride, not enough humility, and you have a tendency to judge other people instead of judging yourself, according to the word. Amen. Amen and amen. To humble thee, God gets right to the point. Why am I taking you through all of this and all of that and all of this and all of that? To humble you and to prove you, to test you, to try you, to know what is in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. Are you going to have obedience in your heart, or are you going to still be a rebel? How much rebel is still in you? Amen. God wants us to know if we will obey him. We need to stop walking around like we're perfect. Oh, yes, I'll obey the Lord. Oh, yes. And so he allows a test. And what happens? You fall flat on your face. Or you do one of these partial obedience things. See, you need to know that you weren't telling the truth, that you're still not yet prepared for full obedience, and that you need to grow some more. Amen? That's right. Not only that, but God wants Satan to know too. He wants Satan to know too. In Job chapter 1, beginning with verse 7, Job chapter 1, beginning with verse 7, we read the following. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Where are you coming from? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. He's been out on the prowl. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and eschews evil. He shuns evil, that every Christian must develop, shunning evil. Amen. It's so. Praise the Lord. God also tests what is in our heart. We talked about the fact that testings were coming. Deuteronomy chapter 13, beginning with verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 13, beginning with verse 3. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or the dreamer of that dream, of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. God's going to test you. He's going to test you, and he's going to keep doing it. Periodically, through your walk with the Lord, he's going to do it again. That's right. Ye shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. And cleave unto him. And he means that. He means that thing. We're to cleave to the Lord. Amen. He expects this. We're to reverence him. We're to walk after him. We're to keep his commandments. We are to obey his voice. We're to serve him and cleave to him. We're clinging to him with everything in us. Amen. We're to love him with all of our heart and our soul. And the Lord's going to test us on that. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, but he is. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart. You know, the Bible says that the heart is deceitfully wicked above all. Who can know it? Well, the Lord does, because he searches the heart. He tries the reins. He tries the emotions. He tries the ambitions. He tries the desires. To give every man according to his ways. And according to the fruit of his doing. And believe me, that's exactly what you're going to receive. Amen? You're going to receive according to your own ways and according to the fruit of your own doing. If you don't like what you're receiving, it's time to change. Judges chapter 2, beginning with verse 20. Judges chapter 2, beginning with verse 20. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people hath transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice. See, they're not doing right again. I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them, through the nations, through their enemies, I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it, or not. Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. So now, God had tested these people because they had seemingly had developed this double mindset. They obeyed God if they felt like it. You know, some of us act that way. So God left their enemies intact. He didn't remove them all out of the way. He let them sit right there. The enemies were still there to vex, to annoy, to irritate, and to frustrate Israel, so to see if they would finally obey the Lord. We're going to see. God believes in proof. You see, when you come before his throne, there's going to be plenty of proof. Because you've provided it, you see. Amen. Some of us need to spend much more time in the scriptures with the Lord. Psalm 94, verse 12. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, corrects, or disciplines. That's what that means. You get a punishment sometimes. Why? Because you won't do right. God's still working on getting your undivided attention. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. God's still trying to work with you and get you to obey him and to do what he says to do out of the word. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 71. Psalm 119, verse 71. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. You see, when trouble came, then I had to get into the word. I had to shut off what I'd been doing and going to visit my friends. I had to get in the word because I needed answers for my problem. Amen? So it's good that I have the problem so I could go spend time with the Lord in the word so I could grow. Some of us need to become more fruitful in the Lord. And as you would in your yard, so does the Lord with you. What'd you say, Pastor? I said, some of us to become more fruitful in the Lord. And as you would do in your yard, so does the Lord with you. You prune back a plant so that it can spring forth with larger, stronger blossoms and fruit. God will prune you too. That's right. God will prune you too. Just as a gardener cuts back dead parts and living parts, so does the Lord to you. And yes, you will feel the effects. You will feel the effects of the pruning. You know, when you prune a bush back, you prune back not only the dead parts, but the living parts as well. Especially when you're attempting to cultivate the plant and develop it into a certain form. You cut back dead parts and living parts. And yes, the plant, so-called, feels it. And you're going to feel it too. When God clips off a live part, you will know that he did it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I must tell you that initially it will hurt. But it's for your good. You see, this process doesn't seem to be such fun at first, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So cheer up. God's helping you to grow. Amen? Before you look like a straggly shrub with no certain definition or form. The Lord comes by to clip off parts that need to be clipped off so that you can develop into the beauty and strength that he intended when you were planted. How about that? It's for your good. It may not feel good, but it's good for you. Amen? Some of us need to learn obedience because we are stiff-necked and rebellious. In the past, you have flunked several testings on obedience. But God is faithful. You will continue to have more extensive tests, trials, and sufferings until you learn obedience God's way. Amen. You cannot have it your way. You are not God. So, get off of the throne of your own life. Amen? Get off of the throne of your own life. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 30. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 30. He, speaking of the Lord, must increase, but I, speaking of you, must decrease. Practice decreasing. Amen? Practice decreasing. Letting him increase and you decrease. You can sing the song, more Jesus for me. Amen? God desires to purify us. Yes, that's right. God wants to rid us of corruption, of sin, of rebellion, of foolishness, of stupidity, of evil, of old family ways, antichrist admixtures, pride, and other abominations in our lives, like jealousy and covetousness, and idolatries, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you got a lot of stuff from your own family line, but then you added to the collection as life went on. And some of it's just outright awful. And God wants to rid us of all of these kinds of things, like stubbornness and anger and excesses of all sorts and high-mindedness and all those things that seemed like a good idea at the time but later turned out not to be so. That's right. It may not feel good, but it's good for us. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 10, behold, I have refined thee. The Lord has a refinement process by which he removes the impurities from our lives. But not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Notice he calls it a furnace. It's quite hot. Extremely hot. If there's anything you remember about a furnace, is it can get real hot. And you're in a furnace of affliction. And God's waiting to see how you're going to come out. Not that he doesn't know everything already. But you see, you need to know some things too. He could tell you what you're going to do, but you know you wouldn't believe him. So he has to let you grow through the experience. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire. You see, God does his trying with fire. Mm-hmm. Might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Now, you want those undesirable elements of your life to be removed before it's time to make your appearance before the Lord. Amen. I would hope that you would desire that. I realize that there are some people who don't want to grow up and don't want to change, and they don't want to do all the warfare we're telling them they ought to do. They don't want to do all the studying. They don't want to listen to the recast, and they don't want to, and they don't want to, and they don't want to. Well, let me tell you about the don't wanters. They might not end up staying before the throne. They may very well end up in eternal damnation. Amen? There aren't going to be any rebellious or disobedient people in heaven. That's just not going to be. Lucifer didn't make it. Amen? And that seems to be the order of the day. So all those who just don't want them, well, they've made their choice, haven't they? Job chapter 23, verse 10. Job chapter 23, verse 10. And Job says, but he knoweth the way that I take. God knows what I'm going through. He knows what I'm doing. He understands where I am. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Valuable, precious, honorable. You see, the furnace of affliction burns things out of you that aren't going to leave any other way. Amen. There's nothing you can do to ease yourself out of it. That's just not the way this kingdom works. So, you know all of that wishy-washy, non-committal stuff that you do? You remember all of that? Well, God is coming for that too. That's right. Everything that keeps you from being resolute, he's coming for that too. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, he says, but let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. Yes or no. Not all that wishy-washy, back and forth, non-resolute stuff. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. All of that vacillating, fluctuating, no. That's not the character and nature of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. Malachi chapter 3, beginning with verse 2. Malachi chapter 3, beginning with verse 2. I'll give you a second to get to Malachi. It's not so very far from Matthew, though. Just a flip. Amen. Malachi chapter 3, beginning with verse 2. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. The impurities of our lives are going in the fire. And yes, you're going to feel it. You go to the gym and you feel the burn and you don't complain. In fact, you boast about it. Well, you're ready then, aren't you? Verse 6, Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, and I change not. I am the Lord, I change not. Well, Amos 3:3 says two can't walk together lest they be agreed. The Lord's saying he's not changing. So I suppose that means that we are. That would mean that we are going to be changed. And we're going to participate with him in the change. Amen? Praise the Lord. God does not want his children to be condemned with the world. So we will be tried and tested and prove whether we like it or not. Jesus is still Lord of all. Amen? Jesus is still Lord of all. But as for the saints, we must change. Then also, we experience long testing and trials to prepare us for blessings, increase, and promotion. Yes, blessings, increase, and promotion. Psalm 105, beginning with verse 17. Psalm 105, beginning with verse 17. Amen, amen, amen. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. This concerns the story of Joseph that you see in the Old Testament. Joseph went through quite a bit for many, many years. You see, for many, many years he went through this. Joseph was rejected by his family. Jealousy attacked him. He was humiliated and sold into slavery. His good character was assassinated. His integrity in God was repeatedly tested. He had to wait until the time of his appointment came. Then At God's release, he was exalted. The Holy Spirit does not administer what has been known to us as social promotion. Either you pass or you fail. Satisfactory or unsatisfactory. Amen. And yes, there are repeats. 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Well, saints, it's time to prepare to prosper and grow. Amen. God has a plan for each of us. It's not the most comfortable plan, but it's the one that works. It might have a little suffering, some humiliation, some embarrassment, all kinds of things mixed in, because it's mixed that way just for us. But it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And God will bless you in the end. Amen? Amen. So we need to remember that. We need to remember that. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with verse 1, Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with verse 1. And all the commandments which I command thee this day, ye shall observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, and to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Amen? Amen. I need to take a little sip of tea here. Amen. We have to learn. All of us do. At every level of growth, there's more learning and more learning and more learning and more growth. And we have to be prepared to embrace that. And to do it with a good attitude. Amen? God does not care for the murmuring and complaining program as we read tonight. So we need to prepare ourselves by getting rid of the murmuring and the complaining. There are two times to praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. Amen? Amen. You see, God is good to us. He helps us through our difficulties. Amen. Amen. And he expects us to respond righteously and to embrace the growth that he has prepared for us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Yeah. There we go. Amen. So in a moment, we're going to go to our guest call-in. And I would like for you to be succinct and to the point about what you need tonight, because we're going to try to get to as many persons as possible. That's right. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We're going to try to get to as many persons as we can. So when I come to you, have your thoughts collected. Know what you want to say. Know what you want to say. And that's the way we'll go with that. Amen. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and area code 713. We're coming to you in Jesus' name. Hello? Area code 713. Yeah. Hello? Hello? I hear you in the background, but I don't hear you talk.
Hello?
Hello?
Good evening, Dr. Sabrina.
Yes?
I was calling today to ask for if you could help me with some prayers as I look for a job and for God's protection.
What kind of work do you do?
I work in IT.
Okay.
Information technology, computers. And I'm praying for protection. Just sometimes I feel something like moving on my legs, especially around my legs. It's like crawling around. Sometimes I feel it. I don't know.
Mhm. That's coming through the portals in your computer, dear.
On my legs, on me.
One more time. That's coming through the portals on your computer. You
okay.
need to learn how to do spiritual warfare and close up the portals in your computer. In the opening prayer, you hear me binding all kinds of technology demons, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Babe.
Okay. And we have a book on virtual technologies and how that situation plays into deliverance. You need to read that. And sometime tonight or early tomorrow, I will put that link in the MIC radio chat room on our website.
Okay.
All right? That's what
okay.
you're feeling crawling all over you, coming through your computer. You need to cover up that camera thing on your computer because
you
can see into your home and wherever you are right through that. Also on your telephone, your cell phone. You see, our technologies are being used to spy on us.
I know.
Vizio was sued. The people with the TVs, they were sued technology without informing the customers first before they bought the television. So they're using the technology to spy on us. Not too long ago, I saw a piece on the television where a man had one of those, I don't remember what the other one called, but one of them's called Ring, and he had it in his kitchen. And somebody broke through and was talking to him and telling him all about what was in his house, and it wasn't anybody that should have been on there. So you need to become more knowledgeable about what the situation you're in. You see, technology is very demonic as well. It has a very strong demonic side. And you need to learn how to do spiritual warfare. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
All right. How long have you been a Christian?
It's been for years now, most of my life.
Okay. Have you fallen away from the Lord during that time?
Yes, I did.
Okay. When did you come back to the Lord?
Maybe about three years ago or so. About 3 years ago.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to pray. And I'm going to ask you, as
yes.
I'm praying, that you
yes.
take deep breaths and cough from your gut. And
okay.
keep doing it until I tell you to stop. All right?
Yes.
Do you have your prayer language?
No. No, I don't. I'm
what kind of church? What kind of church do you attend? Or have you attended?
I used to go to a Catholic, but I've been staying at home for years now. But I just go to class like once in a while, but I mostly pray at home.
Okay. Well, let's do a prayer of rededication to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't we start there,
okay.
right?
Okay.
All right. Say, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
And I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins.
And I ask you to forgive me for all of my sins.
I ask you to forgive me for the sins of my ancestors.
I ask you to forgive me for the sins of my ancestors.
I ask you to forgive me for the sins of the Roman Catholic Church.
I ask you to forgive me for the sins of the Roman Catholic Church.
And all the sins that I have committed throughout my entire life.
And all the sins I have committed throughout my entire life.
I forgive.
I forgive.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Who has ever sinned against me or my family.
Who has ever sinned against me or my family.
Even if I didn't know that they did it.
Even if I didn't know that they did it.
I ask you, Lord Jesus.
I ask you, Lord Jesus.
To come live in my heart.
To come live in my heart.
And to be my personal Savior.
And to be my personal Savior.
My God.
My God.
And the Lord of my life.
And the Lord of my life.
I place my life into your hands now, Lord Jesus.
I place my life into your hands now, Lord Jesus.
I believe that the Father raised you from the dead.
I believe that the Father raised you from the dead.
And I receive your sacrifice on Calvary for me.
And I receive your sacrifice on Calvary for me.
I ask you to deliver me.
I ask you to deliver me.
And to heal me.
And to heal me.
From those things that have happened in my life.
From those things that have happened in my life.
That keep me from serving you.
That keep me from serving you.
As you desire for me to.
As you desire for me to.
Now we're going to, and you're going to take deep breaths and then cough from your gut and keep doing it, all right? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you with this brother. And with the sword of the Spirit, we cut him free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, darling. Chain, fetter, net, yoke, and snare of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut him free from every Kundalini spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of false religion, every spirit all allegiances to false religion, to Rome, to the Vatican, to the Pope, to all their rituals and ceremonies. All the Babylonian spirits, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we uproot you. In Jesus' name, take a deep breath and cough from your gut. Come on out of him, all of you, in the name of Jesus. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over all the spirits coming down both sides of his family line. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break your grip and hold in his life. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We send you into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come up and out of him, all of you, at one time. We uproot you all in the name of Jesus. All of it, come out of him. Every bit of it, come out of him right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of fear is bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear of man. Every fear, family fear. Spirits of fire, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of him. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no right to be there. His body is now the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you have no right to inhabit it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over every demon in his vessel now. We cut him free from all sexual sin and demons. We take the ground from them with the blood of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of him. All lust, come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sex devil and every marine spirit, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Go into the spiritual cage in Jesus' name and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring, linking angels to fight against these demons that are fighting against him in the name of Jesus Christ. All unclean sex, bound in Jesus' name. All fornication, bound in Jesus' name. All pornography, bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that enters through the eye gate, the ear gate, through the nostrils, and through the mouth, you're bound. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of every demonic ritual, even religious rituals, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Come up and out of him in the name of Jesus. We cut him free of Kundalini at the base of the spine. We open up the chakras. We cut off your head with it in Jesus' name. Come up and out, all of it. We cut you off at the base of the spine. Come out of it in the name of Jesus Christ. All Catholic vipers, you're bound. We cut your heads off with the sword of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Come up and out of him. Come up and out of him. That python, that spirit of betrayal and uncleanness, you come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. You python spirit, come out of him. Come out of him. You cannot squeeze him nor his finances. Come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. We turn your contusions and your contractions back upon you in the name of Jesus. Come on out of him. All of those things in the belly, you come out. We send the fire of God in to burn you out now in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Come out of his skin. Come out of the front and the back. Come out of every demonic entry portal in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the powers that have been transferred to him through the laying on of hands in Jesus' name. We bind you, demons. Come out of it now. Go into the pit to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Come out of him. Every bit of it. Urikisa. Do you have alcoholism in your life or in your family?
No, no.
Was that a yes or a no?
No, no. No.
Not even in your family line.
Well, it isn't, no.
I can't hear you.
No, no.
Not on the other side of your family line.
No, not alcoholism, no, no.
Okay, anybody using drugs?
No, no.
Okay, well, it's there. It may be further back than you know about, but it's there. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take authority, dominion, and power over Bacchus, over spirits of sorcery, spirits that may have been transferred into him through companionship with someone else. You come out of him. All those spirits transferred into him through companionship and association with unclean persons, you come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of him. Come on out of him. Fire of God, come and burn it out in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you seal our brother in the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, that you provide suitable employment for him that you have chosen for him in the name of Jesus. There is no guarantee that the Lord will place you T-job right now. What I'm hearing from the Lord is that he's wanting to train you to walk in righteousness first, because the IT field is full of demons. Amen?
Amen.
He wants you stabilized in the things of God first.
Okay.
So he will provide employment, but it may not be in the field that you desire at the moment. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now, what I want you to do is this. I want you to read the entire book of Acts in the King James Version of the Bible. Do you have one?
Yeah, I just started reading it today.
I want you to read the entire book of Acts. And when you get to the parts where they were filled with the Holy Spirit, if you desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit, ask the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, all right? Just like he did for the people in the book of Acts, all right? All right. Now, you call me back Friday so we can see how you're getting along, all right?
Okay, I'll definitely do so. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Sabrina.
You're quite welcome. We look forward to hearing from you on Friday, all right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, saints, we have to pray for him. He's come a long way tonight, but we have to pray for him. Amen. So, remember to pray for him. Praise the Lord. Area code 678, you're on the air live in Jesus' name. Hello? All right. I take it that they stepped away. One more time, area code 678. All righty. Praise the Lord. Area code 210. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, it's Tammy. I think the other gentleman answered the other line, though. Did you want to
talk
to him?
Okay, I couldn't hear him. No, I'm talking to you right now.
Okay. I need prayer for direct guidance. I'm trying to find a different place to live. I'm assuming that's what God wants right now is for me to move out. And I don't know whether to rent or try to purchase a place. And I just don't know what to do. And I want to do the right thing. And I need help with that.
Okay. Well, the Bible says that the steps of a righteous person are ordered of the Lord. And I gather that that's in Psalm, well, one of them is in Psalm 37. This one says, is what it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Then there's Proverbs chapter 3. Are you writing these down? There's Proverbs. Remember I said at the beginning you need to have paper and pencil or ink pen?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I just had to shut the door so I could hear better. So, yes, I'm back to my pad and paper
Psalm,
now.
Psalm 37, verse 23. There's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. There's Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Okay.
If you are not, there's Psalm 18, verse 36. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me that my feet did not slip.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to believe the Lord to give you scripture, for him to lead you in scriptures that will help you to understand what he wants you to do, because you need to learn this process, how to hear from the Lord, okay?
Right.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our sister needs to hear from you on her domestic living situation, Father. Lord says he wants you to move immediately.
Okay.
So, Father, we thank you for selecting and preparing a place for her, for directing her to it. And she's going to pray these scriptures, Lord, every day that we have given her. And she's going to trust you to direct her to the place you have for her. She's not going to get all flustered in her emotions. She's not going to wear her mind out fretting about it and being anxious about it. She's going to be calm and trusting and allow you to lead her, just as you would take a child by the hand and walk them down the street, just that simple. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you've already selected a place for her, and you'll open the door for her, and you'll make it plain to her, and you'll show her the scriptures in the Holy Bible that you want her to be familiar with concerning this matter, in Jesus' name. Father, we trust her into the hands of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So we thank you, Lord, for helping her to have confidence and trust in you and in your process of leading her so that she can learn how you speak to her through the Word of God. We release Psalm 91 over her. We thank you for the angels guarding her wherever she goes. Your protection is over her. She's surrounded by the wall of fire from Zechariah 2 and 5 in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the praise report, Father, that's going to come as a result of her discovering your will and implementing it in Jesus' holy name. Bob, the Lord says you don't need to be afraid. There is no reason whatsoever at all for you to be afraid.
Yeah.
You need to just get up and at them.
Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
So, Father,
just,
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just wasn't sure of the process to say something and ask for what I need to ask for and then go, or go and then ask for what I need to ask for, which is a divorce.
Okay. When you pray, you ask the Lord for what you want in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay? When you pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you for whatever you want and whatever you need. And thank the Lord for it and praise him for it. And then expect him to open the way for you.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I've been praying about, because I know I can't do it in my flesh, and I don't want to get flustered and then have the enemy come in with fear and blah, blah, blah. But I don't want to make a foolish decision.
We're not doing flustered.
I know.
The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So we're not doing flustered at all, okay?
I know. Yes.
Let me see if I can't. No, that's not the one I want, Lord. Okay. I want you to read Genesis 24. Okay? I want you to read that whole chapter in Genesis 24.
Okay.
All right? And I want you to notice how God leads somebody. Okay? Read that entire chapter.
Okay.
And I want you to pay attention to how God leads that person that's in that chapter. Okay?
Okay.
All right. God will lead you his way, and you will know it's him. Okay? Now,
okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over all the frustration, all the anxiety, all the fears in Jesus' name. This isn't going to be fraught with fear. You sing your little song to the Lord, and everything's going to be fine, all right?
Okay.
All right. We love you. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Okay,
and
bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Let's see, who is that I tried to talk to before? Amen. I forgot who that was. Okay. Area code 678, you're on the air in Jesus' name. I don't hear anybody. Okay, we won't worry about that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know what happened to that connection. Okay. Area code 818, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Pastor Sabrina. I wanted to ask one thing. I'm really trying to focus on God right now. I mean, he's been cleaning so much out in me, since that last fast. I think that's been like a Moab of fast, because it's God's really cleaning things out. But now it's like I'm I feel like I'm hearing, like, I'm God is, like, I feel like going forward, which steps to take for different things this in life, what to do with my life, and as God is, and everything. And I just really want to ask, I really want to pray and commit it to God so that I'm really hearing him, because it is weird, a Bible verse that he gave me, like, years, like 30 years ago, all of a sudden I'm hearing it all the time. And I don't know if God's trying to, you know, speak to me, but I want it to be clear. And so that's why I want to commit it to him. It's been a rough little bit of time. You know, I know, you know a little bit of what I'm going through since the fast, but also just, you know, like the past few messages that you've had where God is like cleaning us out. It's a hard process. And I'm not resistant to it, but I guess I get anxiety over it. I'm like the type of daughter, like I don't want my father angry with me or upset with me. And so I take it to heart when I realize I'm in error, and then he's pointing things out that are character flaws that I've been obviously walking around with my whole life, not even realizing it, you know. And as he's cleaning, like showing me, there's such a sense of shame and remorse of, like, where he's showing me where I've been wrong. And it's just a person, like, it's not even, like, making a mistake, you know, like, in an action. It's just something in your personality that's wrong. You know, like, what, talk, you know, like you're always saying about talk, you know, a lot of dealing with the mouth, you know, it's mostly my tongue. And it's not easy, and I don't want to displease him, but I need help with the process of being able to not feel, like, I know we're supposed to feel broken, but it's so easy for me to feel really broken to where I feel, like, so ashamed, I'd rather just hide away and just feel too ashamed to come to God, you know? Like, not saying I felt like I was, like, a horrible person, but I realized, I don't know, that's how I've always responded to mistakes. I'm very sensitive to it. And so I just want God to, you know, I've repented, I've done all that, and he's showing me, and it's been an amazing walk. But I just need to know, like, I feel like he's showing me things that he wants to do in me, and I just want to make sure it's, you know, that I'm really hearing him and just to commit the whole process to him. He's taken me so far from where I was 3 years ago when I came here, and I just, you know, I just, the next steps, I'm just, and also the 5G thing, I'll be honest, that's another thing is, I don't know. I'm stressed out about that, and I don't want to live my life stressed out.
All right. Now, let's take one thing at a time. Now, you're not condemned. I preached a whole sermon on that. But you will be convicted. The Lord convicts us. He convicts us so we can see the error of our ways. He convicts us because he wants us to want to change. He wants us to want to change. So, yes, you will experience some sorrow and grief over things in your life that displease the Lord. But you're not supposed to wallow in the sorrow and grief. You're supposed to come to the realization that it's time to change. That's what's supposed to happen. And if you allow it to keep going, it means that you're wallowing in a pity party. Pity parties are sin. So he's not calling you to beat yourself up. You have to realize Jesus has already bled and died on the cross for what is wrong with you. He's already paid the price. But he has to unwrap it and unveil it to you and allow you to understand what he's ready to work on. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I need to ask him to just help me with this process of it. It's hard emotionally, but I want to change, you know, in certain ways. Sometimes I just don't know how to, you know, like, I don't know. I always just,
well,
you know,
he
just
takes care of that. He takes care of that. He leads you through the change. He points out what's wrong, and then he leads you through the process of change. You don't have to rebuild the wheel. The wheel has already been invented. All you have to do is roll along with it. Amen?
Amen. And then when you slip up, just ask God to forgive again and start over. Like, I guess
that is right. Get
I know,
back
I
up
always
and get
up too hard on myself.
No, dear, you just get up and keep going. And you remember to keep doing it. That's how you learn to ride a bicycle. When you fall off, you get back up on it and you ride some more. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, our sister desires to commit the entire process of transformation from Romans 12:1-2 into your hands. We thank you, Lord, for receiving it. We thank you, Lord, that the process is beginning and the layers are coming off. We thank you, Lord, that as you showed us that you were rolling up your sleeves over your elbow, you're going to work in our sister's life, Lord. She need not fear because this is definitely you. The devil is never going to come along to help improve her life by cleaning up the things that displease Almighty God, that do not line up with the character and nature of Jesus Christ. So we commit her to you, Lord, and she asks for more clarity, Lord. So we come into agreement with her what her need is and your answer for it, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bind all doubting, all fear, and all unbelief in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. And amen.
Amen.
God bless
Thank
you.
You.
We
so
love
much.
You.
God bless you, too. I love you, too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Amen. Well, Brother Marshall, it's time for us to get busy. Let me see. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge. If I can find them, I'll tell you about them. I got them somewhere. Hold on. Amen. Mm-hmm. I got them somewhere. Ah. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning a newly proposed South Carolina law that would make it illegal. Lost my line. Okay, for certain institutions to ask a person for their COVID-19 vaccination status. The government has no place in making you or telling you to take the vaccination or threatening your livelihood if you don't, said State Representative William Chumley, a co-sponsor of the bill known as H-4848. A representative of a public, private, or nonprofit entity who ask about a person's COVID-19 vaccination status should be fined more than $14,000 or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both, according to the text of the bill. South Carolina didn't want to get in this fight, Chumley told local media. It was brought to us by the federal government. The bill is currently being discussed in a state house committee. Lawmakers who sponsored the bill say they support the measure because it can serve as a bulwark against government coercion. It's about protecting people from being forced or coerced into getting a vaccine for purposes of employment, admission to schools, or being forced or government services. State Representative Wayne Long says, I get calls from people literally every week begging the legislature to take some kind of action to protect people's rights, to protect their privacy, and to keep them from being forced or coerced into getting a vaccine that they frankly don't want to get, Long added. And even for people who have gotten the vaccine, I've spoken with many of them, and it's really a privacy issue. Amen. Requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the NCAA, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, has finally started to take steps to amend their loony pro-trans policies. Public outcry, no doubt, played a large, huge role in their change of heart, but public pressure needs to stay on them to right the wrong they have caused in women's sports. NCAA announced their new policy and plans to bring fair back into sports. The policy is effective starting with the 2022 Winter Championships. Transgender student athletes will need to document sports-specific testosterone levels beginning 4 weeks before their sports championship selections. Starting with the 2022-23 academic year, transgender student athletes will need documented levels at the beginning of their season and second documentation 6 months after the first. They will also need documented testosterone levels 4 weeks before championship selections. Full implementation would begin with the 2023-24 academic year. We are steadfast in our support of transgender student athletes and the fostering of fairness across college sports. Yeah, the chairman of the board at Georgetown University said, it is important that NCAA member schools, conferences, at college athletes compete fair, safe, and respectful environment and can move forward with a clear understanding of the new policy. They need to get a better policy. Amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning thousands of demonstrators gathered at the nation's capital on Sunday to protest what they consider extreme COVID-19 vaccine mandates, specifically objecting to government and employer mandates. At stake are fundamental liberties outlined in the U.S. Constitution, according to several who spoke with the Christian Post, and the right to determine what's best for their health in accordance with the dictates of their conscience. Defeat the Mandates rally, which featured critics of both COVID-19 vaccines and mandatory measures being implemented across the country, began with a procession from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Memorial. Among the long lineup of speakers were several figures who've been outspoken critics of certain COVID-19 policies in both the private and public sectors. They included Robert F. Kennedy Jr., author of The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. Dr. Peter McCullough, a Dallas-based cardiologist, Dr. Robert Malone, a virologist and co-inventor of mRNA vaccine technology, and Dr. Aaron Gerardi, maybe I can't see that straight, a psychiatrist and medical ethicist who believes natural immunity should be recognized and was fired from his professorship at UC Irvine. Mm-hmm. While considerable attention was given to those who suffered health complications and injuries from COVID-19 injections, speakers also detailed the ways in which people's rights are being abrogated by public health authorities. The minute they hand you that vaccine passport, every right that you have is transformed into a privilege contingent on your obedience to arbitrary government dictates. It will make you a slave, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. declared while speaking from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Several demonstrators who spoke expressed their frustration with how they were being portrayed by corporate media, which frequently referred to attendees as anti-vaxxers. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning a mother of a student who has taken legal action against a school district in Salinas, California. Policies she claimed allowed two teachers at Buena Vista Middle School to secretly brainwash her teenage daughter into identifying as bisexual and later as transgender. Jessica Conan blasted members of the Spreckles Union School District at a board meeting in mid-December. claiming the teachers who ran a LGBTQ plus club during lunch hour coached her then sixth grade daughter to change her gender identity and use a masculine name and pronouns at school. Her daughter has since switched schools, returned to using her feminine birth name and gender, and seems to be happier, according to her mother, and no longer showing signs of gender dysphoria. The CEO of the Center of the American Liberty, which is representing Ms. Cohen and her daughter, said the case is important to protect parental rights. It's terrible what happened to this family. The Supreme Court precedent has made it clear that parents have a fundamental right to direct the upbringing and education of their children, and their right is denied to them when schools keep secrets from parents, especially on matters as foundational as child's identity, name, and pronouns, she said. That's what happened to our clients. This is a violation of the client's civil rights. Parent has a right to know what's going on at school. So she accused the middle school of adopting parental secrecy policy to keep the parents in the dark about certain information regarding the student's gender expression and identity. So the case was filed on January 19th in California, filing a claim under the Government Claims Act as a precursor to filing a lawsuit. So the state has a couple of months to respond to the claim and either resolve it, or if they don't, then we can proceed with lawsuit. Amen. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning U.S. crowdfunding platform GoFundMe, which has suspended access to more than $5 million. I guess that's 4 million, our numbers, raised by Freedom Convoy 2022, a trucker convoy heading to Ottawa to protest the vaccine mandate. About 50,000 trucks aim to take part in a massive demonstration against rules recently imposed by the government requiring truck drivers to be vaccinated to avoid a 14-day quarantine after crossing the border from the U.S. Commenting on its decision to temporarily freeze the funds raised by the campaign, GoFundMe, and said the money will be safely held until the Freedom Convoy provides the documents about how funds will be properly distributed. We require that fundraisers be transparent about the flow of funds and have a clear plan for how these funds will be spent. In this case, we are in touch with the organizer to verify that information, the platform spokeswoman, Rachel Hollis. According to the campaign's GoFundMe page on GoFundMe, the funds were supposed to cover the cost of fuel first and hopefully food and lodging for the haulers to ease the pressures of their arduous task. Campaign organizer Tamara Lynch said, "I'm working with GoFundMe. Trust me, we got this covered," she said, adding that when the authorities are scared, the first thing they're going to try to do is to come after your money. And when that doesn't work, they're going to try and shut us down, Lynch said. Explaining Freedom Convoy's mission earlier, Lynch said, "Canada is a peaceful country that has helped protect nations across the globe from tyrannical governments who oppress their people, and now it seems it is happening here. So people have the duty now to put an end to these mandates." Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that's what we're praying about tonight, saints. It's what's going on. And don't forget, we still have that Supreme Court situation that is connected to Roe versus Wade. Amen? We still have that situation at hand. Brother Marshall.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. You even answered before we ask. And I thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers for Christ's sake, because of the blood of your only begotten Son. We thank you for the privilege of being adopted into the family of God. We don't take it lightly, Father. And first and foremost, we repent and renounce all generational iniquity spirits, Father. Personally, I do, for my generations, for my forefathers, and for anything that we've allowed to come upon us, for all those involved, Father God, within the sound of my voice, in Jesus' name. My Father, I take responsibility and repent and renounce every spirit of procrastination, selfishness, slothfulness, and looking back to Egypt instead of looking forward to where you want us to go, Father. Help us to hear and do what you want. We're so grateful that your sheep hear your voice, Lord Jesus. You know them and they follow you. And you are the captain of your army. You're the Lord of hosts. And we thank you, Lord, you have a mighty army. And we thank you not just in this realm, but in this spiritual realm. We thank you for that, Father. We give you praise and honor and glory that Jesus already paid the ultimate and complete sacrifice and has complete and ultimate power in this world and the world to come, Father. We ask for your divine help and adjudication. We thank you, Father God, for giving Jesus all power in heaven and in earth, even as it is written, Father God, in Matthew 28:18, in Jesus' name. Because Jesus cannot lie, and that's exactly what he said. I have the paraphrase. I'm turning to it. Matthew 28:18. Jesus says, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And he told us, go ye therefore and teach all nations. So, Lord, help us to teach the way you want, with the unction by the power of your Spirit. We ask for a fresh anointing, Father God. We ask you to give your warring angels, guardian angels, charge over all of us, and all is connected related to each of us, and all is standing for the truth in every one of these situations, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine favor and adjudication, Father God, in Jesus' name, in all these different situations, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God. And it is written in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and peace, Shalom. Nothing missing, lacking, or broken. There shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. We ask for your zeal, Father God. Jesus had tremendous zeal to do what you wanted to do, Father God. And we thank you for it because of the price that he paid when he hung on that tree. He took our cup of cursing so we can receive that cup of blessing. For Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. But it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We thank you for saying the Holy Ghost, Father, kind of in Jesus' name. For greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Jesus said he had power to lay down his life in John chapter 10, verse 17. He had power to take it up again. And he takes it up again as we are members of that body, the body of Christ, as we drink into one spirit with him. And we thank you for giving your angels charge over us. But we thank you much more, Father, that Jesus is ever living to make intercession for us and hold every thought captive and subject to the complete obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bind every spirit of vain imagination in this head and this heart and all the heads and hearts I can stand in for, Father. Every interfering spirit is bound and gagged in Jesus' name. Every ungodly spirit from every realm, in every realm, electronic realm, cut out every realm, every witchcraft curse sent against every one of us and all those standing for the truth of eternal, at least simple heads of demons, sending due to those spirits with intended due to us in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And Jesus says in the Word of God in Luke 12:2, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and hid that shall not be known. And we thank you, Lord, in your word, you promise us, Lord, in Proverbs chapter 6, starting at verse 30. It says, men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. And in verse 31 of Proverbs 6, but if he be found, and he just was found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. And Father, we've heard all the different things that Pastor Sabrina has just read through, Father God, and I know you have. Because he created the ear, shall he not hear? You know exactly what's going on, Father. So we do ask for your divine adjudication concerning this proposed law, and not just in South Carolina, but you'll cause many state legislatures and many of those in local communities and different counties to stand for the truth, Father God. There used to be something called HIPAA, something that would not allow even me to have access to my grown daughter's medical information in Jesus' name without her written permission. How can people expect people to give private information about their personal health to anybody who just comes along, even government people, in Jesus' name, regardless of their status? So, Father, we ask you to bring to light all that's going on. We ask that the bill being proposed in South Carolina and other areas will come to fruition the way you want. We ask for your divine intervention, adjudication, in Jesus' name. And concerning the nonsense about the supposed, at least they're getting a little bit, leaning a little bit towards some fairness in the women's sports, Father God, from the NCAA that Dr. Sabrina read about concerning transgender students, Father God. Father, we ask you to move in this situation, Father God, that women participating in sports will be able to participate against their equals in terms of gender in Jesus' name. Because we thank you, Father God, for the beginning of trying to make things fair, Father. But we ask you to bring to light everything that's being done to try and cause discrimination and dividing one group against another group, kind of like that what they did during World War II. Some people had to have a little J or had to have a gold star, trying to segregate people, trying to say, just like they did during Martin Luther King's time, Father God, Wally, about whether somebody has different color skin, that's supposed to make some difference. God, you know, you look at the heart, and we know, Father God, you know what's going on with these people, and we bind every one of those demons. Satan, you're the mind blender. Every one of those demons are bound. Every ungodly spirit of perversion are bound in Jesus' name. Every spirit trying to cause strife and contention and trying to bring in communism, trying to bring in anything to overturn the faith in the one true and living God who created heaven and earth are bound in Jesus' name. You, Satan, the mind blender, all your underlings are perpetually, continually bound in the name above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus, who has all power in heaven and earth because of the blood of covenant by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Because Jesus, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven in Jesus' name. And Jesus also says in Mark 3:27, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. So we bind you, Satan, the strong man, the mind blinder, and every one of your underlings are bound. Every spirit of Leviathan, Kundalini, every spirit of idolatry, every spirit of bowing down and worshiping Satan, every vestige and form trying to bring in the new world order and new world religion, every ungodly spirit behind all these plans and schemes of the enemy, trying to bring in the fourth industrial revolution, are continually bound, trying to cause people to have social credit scores like they do in communist China. Every spirit behind communism are bound. Every spirit trying to control people against their will are perpetually, continually bound. Every spirit trying to overturn the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. Declaration of Independence are perpetually bound. We bind every ungodly and unclean spirit in Jesus' name. Cancel your assignment, Satan, and from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, in Jesus' name, where it says, but God, hallelujah, praise your Lord. Ephesians 2, beginning at verse 4, chapter 2, beginning at verse 4, but God, even when Marshall was a mess, but God, who is rich in mercy, thank you for extraordinary mercy, Lord. Yes, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, you poured out your blood, your love, to show us how much God, the Creator, loves each of us. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us, made us alive, together with Christ, by grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. My witness is in heaven, just like it says in Job, I think it's 16, starting verse 18 or something like that, and Christ is our witness. And from Jesus Christ was the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, and him that loved us, who washed us from our sins in his own blood, hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever in Jesus' name. Glory and dominion to you, King Jesus, forever and ever in Jesus' name. And it is written, the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 18, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. And in verse 27, and the kingdom and dominions and the greatness of the kingdom of the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him, the creator of heaven and earth. Thank you, Father, for speaking us all into being by your word, by the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made, as is written in the beginning of the Gospel of John, in Jesus' name. And it is written in Colossians 1:16, for by him are all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him, by the word of God, the Lord Jesus, and for him. Satan, you're created by the Lord Jesus, and you're only here for his purposes. And it is written in Colossians 2, starting at beginning of verse 13, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened, made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, past tense, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Satan, you already lost your grip on this world in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. Because Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and you've lost your dominion. You're bound, all your underlings are bound, no further flow of power, communication from the demons of the second heavens, the first heavens, the bush and the deep, to every one that we've interceded for, will intercede for, not just those in the South Carolina decision about their law, about trying to keep people from being forced to do and expose something they don't want exposed, about their private medical situation, those concerning proper recognition of the women's a right to have equal and fair competition in sports, in Jesus' name. Your demonic assignments concerning all these things concerning the National Collegiate Athletic Association, cut off all your demonic assignments to cause women to be discriminated against or bound in Jesus' name, and all the other ungodly plans of the enemy. Your demonic assignments are every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, continually bound in all levels in every area in Jesus' name, including those situations concerning people trying to overturn the U.S. Constitution, trying to overturn the U.S. Declaration of Independence from Great Britain and from ungodly control of tyranny are bound. Every spirit of tyranny, every spirit behind tyranny is bound, and ungodly mandates passed upon people have do not have the best interest of the people at heart. People are supposed to be servants of the people. The United States of America was supposed to be one nation under who? Under Fauci? Not that little G-O-D. No, under the Creator God who created heaven and earth. Under the Creator of heaven and earth, under one God. The people under God, and then those elected officials are supposed to do the will of the people under the people. Those elected officials are supposed to be actually legally elected officials, not placed there by tyranny, not placed there by ungodly manipulation from special interest groups and very deep pockets from pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft companies and other people that have bowed their knees to Satan, the likes of Soros, etc. Every ungodly spirit is bound. Everything that's been done in secret must be exposed, even as we already read from Luke 12:2. For there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Not just Fauci's dealings, all the features, all the dealings of those behind Fauci and all those putting them up to this and all those funding it in Jesus' name, including the U.S. government, DARPA, everything must be exposed and brought to light in Jesus' name. Satan, you're bound, or your underlings are bound, and all the little things of somebody is a quote-unquote anti-vaxxer. They even try to call Robert F. Kennedy an anti-vaxxer. No, that's not been his claim. His claim is that he wants what's honest and what's best for the people. So we ask, and all these other doctors that have been deplatformed and kicked out of their situations, even well-esteemed people such as Dr. Peter McCullough, who's an active kind of doctor who only wants what's best from what we can see from the people's heart. But you know, Father God, what everybody wants, kind of what's really going on and what's behind the scenes. Father, we ask you to bring to light what's really going on and take care of all these demons. Father, send your beating, warring angels, linking angels, many angels as necessary, Father God, including the angel of the Lord that encampeth round about them, that fears your Lord and delivers them. And every witchcraft spirit sent against each one of us to steal, kill, and destroy, your demonic assignments canceled and nullified in Jesus' name. We call upon your name. It says, call upon the name of the Lord and you'll be delivered. And we thank you for deliverance. It says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Or whosoever said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. In Psalm 50, verse 15, we thank you for hastening your word to perform it, even as J.C. often points out in his prayers in the chat room, Father God, in Jesus' name, from Jeremiah 1:12. And we thank you, Father God, even confirmed, your word runneth very swiftly. We thank you for your word running extremely swiftly. We speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what the Lord Jesus wants them to hear, pertain to each and every one of us, even as the prophet could speak to those spirits in 2 Kings chapter 6. And Jesus said, the things he has done we can do, and greater things than these, in John 14:12. So we ask you, Father God, because we know there are more with us than with them, in Jesus' name, according to 2 Kings chapter 6, that you send as many angels as are appropriate, Father God, and fight for your blood-bought children and those coming into the body of Christ. Wake up the sleeping giant, and all those people who claim to be Christians are telling their nice little congregants, oh, you have to wear your mask, you have to have a vaccine passport. Father God, we ask you to give them dreams and visions. Send your angels to read the Word of God over those people who claim to be pastors that are doing the opposite of what the Word of God says, trying to bring people into bondage, Father God, and letting the people go free. Because Jesus said to his people that believed on him, if you continue in my word, in John chapter 8, around verse 31, if you continue in my word, you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Help those pastors, the people who call themselves to be pastors, to come to know the truth that they might be free, Father God, from this tyranny, Father, in Jesus' name. And it says in 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning at verse 16, and he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes. Let's open the eyes of many people, Father. Give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and new and understanding hearts, that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. So, Father, we ask you to bring divine protection for your people, Father God. And Jesus says, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And we're one because of the blood of the covenant. And we thank you, Father, for that name written in blood, not just on our lips, but much more importantly, in our hearts, in our heart of hearts. Help us all to hide the word of God in our hearts, including those who profess to be pastors and those that are standing for the truth. And those that have not yet accepted Jesus in their heart, that are standing for the truth as best they know how, protect them and draw them to that divine protection, Father God, from Psalm 91. For all those in covenant, Father, we claim the benefit of Psalm 91 for each one of us. And because he set his love upon me, it says at the end of Psalm 91, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We ask you to do so, Father God, and deliver all those, Father God, not just this person that Dr. Sabrina read about from the case in Salinas, California, by Jessica Conan, against the Spreckles Union School District, USD. And we ask you, Father God, for your divine help, intervention for all the children, and deliver all the children, especially those in the public schools, but even in the private schools, that so many of them have leaned toward doing what's kind of progressive, they might want to call it, progressive. They don't realize it might be, critical race theory might be more than just progressive. It might be a communist doctrine. It may be trying to get people away from the God of the Bible, the real Bible. And Father God, many people who claim to be Christians don't even read the real Bible. They read one of these perverted versions like the NIV, which I read for 15 years. I didn't know it was perverted until you opened my eyes, Lord. Help open the eyes of others, Lord. You're no respecter of persons. What you've done for one, you'll do for another. Open the eyes of many, many people, especially in the state of California, Father God. Many people there are waking up. even the businesses, even the liberal businesses are leaving California because of all their demonic nonsense that's going on there, trying to punish people, Father God. Father God, even the perverse laws they're trying to bring about to take away all the parents' rights, Father God, and hand it all over to the state, Father God. We ask you to overturn all this nonsense, Father God, even as you inspired Pat Holiday, even before she became a Christian, to stand up for the rights of the family, Father God, in Jesus' name. Even as the government's been trying to do this for many years federally, kind of like trying to say, well, we'll give this woman money if the father doesn't show up to be there for his children. We ask you to deliver all the children from every one of those spirits, Father God, of not understanding the love of a natural father, God, in Jesus' name. And even fathers that don't know how to express the love because they didn't have it themselves, Father. We ask you to intervene, Father God, even as you taught even kind of a set of got that. What was that fellow's name? Leif Hetland, a fellow from Norway, who got insight about that, Father God, and Jesus. But bring about the love, Father God, because the faith we have worketh by love. And many people have a really hard time relating to a Father God who loves them because they have never experienced it from their natural Father God. And Father God, we ask you to bring divine help, Father God, and liberation, Father God, from those people in California, in every state, Father God, in every area. And Jesus, we ask for divine adjudication, all these areas, not just against the nonsense coming against trying to pervert the people into the LGBTQ, whatever it is, nonsense, Father God, in Jesus' name, that every demonic spirit to be exposed, Father God, for what it is. Yes, we love every human being, Father God, but Father God, we ask you, Father God, to help draw many people to the lover of their souls, the real God, because you are love. And that's why you sent Jesus, to show us how much you loved us when he stretched out his arms. Hey, I love you this much. And he gave us his all. Why? Because he was obedient to you and because he loves us. And we ask you for divine adjudication, Father God, because all judgment you've given to Jesus concerning this business, trying to take away the funds from the truckers, trying to demonstrate in California, 50,000 trucks, that's a lot of diesel fuel, Father God, and it costs a lot of money to drive trucks to Ottawa, and it's not a very warm time up there, and people need to keep their trucks idling if it's well below zero, Father. We ask you to protect and provide for them protection in every area that they need and liberate those funds, Father God, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine adjudication concerning this GoFundMe business when the governments are trying to, this demons in those spirits. We bind every one of those demons in every government entity, those few people in every government, not just in Canada, not just the United States, every nation in Europe, yes, in France, kind of Macron and all these others, all the nations trying to bring about tyranny and ungodly control in Jesus' name, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, in Jesus' name. And you said in your word, in 1 Chronicles 29, King David speaking, the God of Israel, our Father forever and ever, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. In the end of verse 10, verse 11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee. Yes, release the GoFundMe riches in Jesus' name. The silver and the gold, it all belongs to you. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, including those trying to control the GoFundMe affecting the truckers in Canada. And all thine hand and power. Let me read that again. Verse 12. Both riches and honor come to thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Yes, Lord, that's the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, because there's only one Savior, and his name is Jesus. And that's what the name Jesus means. It means God our Savior. And it is written in Isaiah 45, halfway through verse 21, there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look upon me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, there is none else. We can't see Father God, but we can see the Word of God and we can see his blood. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth, righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, in the Lord, in Isaiah 45, 24, in the Lord have I righteousness and strength. Even to him shall man come, and all, A-L-L, all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. in Jesus' name. So all those standing against those standing for the truth are going to be dreadfully ashamed. It is written, touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm in Jesus' name. And one of those favorite chapters in the Bible for Pat Holliday, she liked a lot of them, but one of her favorite ones was Ephesians chapter 1. And so, Father God, we ask, Father, in Jesus' name, you give all of us eyes to see, ears to hear, a new and understanding heart. You pray for those that are despitefully using us. If you can save any of those people's souls that are in any position of authority and those that will be in positions of authority, Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray for each one, Father, in Jesus' name, that the God of our, according to Ephesians 1:17 and following, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto each and every one the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the Word of God, come in the flesh, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that all of us may know, and all those we've interceded for, individually as well as corporately, including all the family members, every believer, that each one may know the hope of your calling, what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who are to believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ, Father, when you raised them from the dead and set them at your own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power, far above all principality and power, and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which is to come. And thank you, Father, for putting all things under the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth's feet and giving him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you told us as members of the body of Christ, the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. So we thank you for bringing that to pass and even hastening your word to perform it. You said in Matthew 18:19, if two of you on earth agree to anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father which is in heaven. And you said the gates of hell will not prevail against the body of Christ, Father God, in Matthew chapter 16. And we thank you for performing your word. Even those people who are funding the unpleasant things, the B&M gates, yes, that little poo-poo gate, in Jesus' name, you know how to overturn that, Father God. And if you can save their souls too low, if you can save those different people's souls, Father God, even, I don't know about Soros, if you can save their souls, Father God, in Jesus' name, yes, get that, save the souls that you can. Because Jesus says, unto his disciples, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered, said, thou art the Christ. Who is that, the Christ? The anointed one. What does he mean, the anointed one? Oh, the Messiah, long expected for thousands of years. What is the Messiah going to do? He's going to be the Savior, the Deliverer, the Healer. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yes, you're the one who is actually sinless, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Son of the Lord God, for blessed not but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19, for every saint, Jesus says to us, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Taking you all your mother, and you will go into the service for the Zeus, every spirit of tyranny, and the spirit of unjust, mind, control, spirit, every spirit of aspect, potency, every spirit of ungodly, get mass into the every spirit behind all the perversion and every all the ungodly spirit of offering children, sacrifice, faith, every spirit behind Moloch, every ungodly spirit of death, every spirit of idolatry, every perverse spirit perpetually bound in the blood of the covenant, in Jesus' name, that every child spirit bound in Christ. Protect all the children.
barrel down and you look at it called mine on earth shall be found in heaven. Whatsoever all of yourself loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Not only your obedient name, Father God, but send the Holy Ghost, pour forth of your spirit, as you promise, and Acts chapter 2, verse 7. The last day of the whole world, I heard among all flesh, and the Lord of the Father, but pour forth of your Holy Spirit, make you fit, and you all that you can do, and you can do a lot more than I think you do. God, the Spirit, Father, we thank you for moving on the Spirit of those people, Father God. Do what you want. The most part of the Spirit, and ever be will. Again, I thank you that it's soon be known as we honor such anything that shall ask. It shall be done for my Father with the heaven. For we're doing here gathered together, my name, Jeremiah, and deliver all this soul from the brainwash, from the world, from all this soul, Father God. They shall not be ashamed of great remains. Father, pray be taken from the might of the law from the awful captives delivered at verse 42 by Isaiah chapter 49. But such things are even captives of the mighty shall be taken away. All the ultrasounds say, oh, this little one doesn't look like the little piece, but it is. Thanks to the Holy Ghost, bring conviction and doing your way, having your way with all of us, and we're all in agreement in Jesus' name. Not my way, but your way, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.